We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
And good afternoon. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS political reporter and host of The State of California, along with Patty Rising and Jeff Bell.
1 week ago, Governor Newsom made wearing masks mandatory statewide. Since then, the coronavirus pandemic has gotten even worse here in California.
Today, the governor instructed one county to go back to sheltering in place and said there will be no more loosening of statewide restrictions, but he is still resisting imposing new stay-at-home orders across the state.
Well, the coronavirus had faded a little bit, I think, from people's consciousness last week as the nation and the state focused on the George Floyd case and Black Lives Matter protests and working to end racism. But it is very much front and center again now as things have gone from bad to worse in the last few days. Several states have dialed back their reopening. Now that's starting to happen in California, although not on a statewide basis. San Francisco is not going backward, but it will hold off on moving further forward. Imperial County is reinstating its stay-at-home order. Contra Costa could be forced to pause its reopening soon as cases are really spiking there. San Quentin Prison has recorded more than 500 cases in a little more than a week. That is threatening Marin County. And the governor really has his hands full now. He's gone back to holding briefings every day. He almost sounds desperate as he pleads with Californians to wear masks and take precautions. There is no doubt things are trending in the wrong direction, Patty and Jeff.
So, Doug, last week at this time on this very segment, we were talking about reopening across the state, restaurants, and the potential for barbers and hair salons. What a difference a week makes. Let's deconstruct this a bit. What are health officials saying about these spikes and their causes?
I know I could use a haircut, Jeff. We wish the barbershops were still going to reopen.
I want pictures.
Yeah, but boy, what's happening? You know, it again, as the governor said, it's different county to county. And if you look at the state's list of the counties they're watching, in Contra Costa, they very much blame the way people are going about their business reopening. They're not wearing masks. They're not sheltering. They're not keeping social distance. And that is the only factor they're seeing in Contra Costa. The only explanation they've got is that people are mixing and seeing each other more as the county reopens, and they're not doing it safely. In other counties, it's a different story. In Santa Clara County, which is also on that state watch list, it's a matter of more cases in the hospitals that they think people are coming into Santa Clara County from neighboring counties because there are good hospitals there for treatment, and they've also gotten transfers from other counties such as Imperial County, which has sent a lot of patients to the Bay Area. So Santa Clara County, they're not seeing community transmission so much, but Contra Costa, they certainly are. And again, it's a county-to-county thing. In some places, it's a matter of a prison, as in Marin, or it's nursing homes. But in Contra Costa, despite some nursing home issues, obviously, with 15 dead in one place in Concord, it is the way people are circulating and just not following the rules. And that is why the governor is just been imploring people every day, and he's gone back to these daily briefings now, wear a mask, keep your distance, please, or this is just going to get worse.
What about the impact of all those protests? Have they contributed to the spread?
You know, they've been trying to track that, and we've asked that a couple of times. And today, the state health director said she has no doubt that that some people did get it from protests, and that is a factor, but that it's, you know, it's really difficult to pin down exactly how much. When someone presents with coronavirus and they go through their contact tracing, while I was at this protest, I also went to this restaurant, also I went out shopping. I mean, how do you know for sure where someone got it? So they do believe that a number of especially young people did get the virus from going to protests, but they haven't been able to exactly put a number on it yet. They don't think it's a huge number. They don't think that is the largest factor by any means. But also, the reaction to that was just to once again remind people, don't be out in crowds, and if you are, definitely wear a mask and try to keep your distance.
So, Doug, let me ask you this. Governor Newsom was certainly ahead of the curve when he had a shelter in place initially. Why not just go back to that? Why not be overly cautious and say, let's go back to a statewide shelter in place order? What's the thinking there?
You know, we may be moving in that direction, but I think he is resisting it because there are still counties in, you know, remote rural areas in the north part of the state in particular, where they don't have very many cases, where they don't really need to go back to a shelter-in-place order, and there was so much resistance to it. And now that it's been dropped, and even though they're asking people to wear masks, some of those sheriffs aren't enforcing that, it's going to be hard to, you know, put the genie back in the bottle and tell those people to go back to it, and there's going to be even more resistance. And I just think politically, the governor doesn't want to go through that again. I mean, if it comes to it, they will. But I think he would rather say, okay, these 37 counties have to shelter in place. The problem, of course, is if you don't make it statewide, people can move about freely. I mean, you're not going to have border checks at each county to keep people from Modoc from coming down to Solana or something like that. So he is resisting it, I think, because there was so much societal resistance to it and political resistance. And as he notes, it's different county to county. What's happening in San Francisco? I mean, San Francisco has been doing pretty well until the last week or so. Last couple of days. So why should they have to go back to sheltering in place? So I really think he feels now that what we're calling a patchwork approach makes more sense. But it may get to the point where there's no choice and they have to go back to a statewide shelter in place.
I think just psychologically, you mentioned the genie being out of the bottle. I think it would be hard.
I think so. I think a lot of people say, oh, come on, you know, we've gotten used to this now. I wear my mask. I go around. Now I got to go back inside. I mean, people can only do this for so long. They did it for months, and they got tired of it, as we saw. And I do think it is psychologically to ask people to go back to doing that. And that's part of the problem, though, with relaxing it when he did, is that once you do let people start to shop again and go to restaurants again, how do you ask them to go back? I mean, they're going to have to really see dire numbers and dire consequences to convince a lot of these folks that they've got to do it.
Doug, I want to circle back to something you mentioned in your lead in San Quentin Prison, recording more than 500 cases. What a mess. Now, this is technically in state jurisdiction. In fact, the county has sort of moaned the fact that there's not a lot it can do about it. Interesting circumstance because the county could, in fact, be impacted by what's happening inside those walls.
Yeah, I mean, it's in Marin County. You have people who work at the prison who come and go. It's really a bad situation there. And, of course, it all started with the transfer of prisoners from Chino Prison. The governor actually wasn't asked about it and didn't talk about it today, but the plan has been to release a lot of prisoners to get them out of there. But meanwhile, you've got hundreds who are sick and now quite a large number on death row as well. And you know, talk about a genie out of a bottle. I mean, that is just gone wild, like a wildfire through the prison. And it was foreseeable. I mean, they were told and warned that they better watch this population and not mix prisoners from different inmates from different prisons, and they did it anyway. And you know, there's probably no turning back there. But you probably are going to see the release of low-risk inmates to get them out of harm's way there. But I'm sure that case count is really going to keep growing at San Quentin.
Thank you for being with us this afternoon, Doug.
Thank you, Jeff and Patty. Reminder, the State of California, every Monday through Friday, 3:30 p.m. It's also available at kcbsradio.com and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.